Welcome back, everybody, to Rockies Primetime here on 850 KOA. And special guests in this segment, there are two guys that are the founders and really the operators of a group called Humanity Through Baseball. And I don't know if you've probably heard much of that term. I know up until about a year ago I hadn't heard much about it. But we're gonna dive into Humanity Through Baseball because, in my mind anyway, it's a fascinating venture that these two have put together and are heavily involved in. So we're going to start here. Jim Cederberg is a lawyer from Boulder, and we got Drew Sauer, who is a banker in the Boulder area anyway. I've been to his office, by the way, a beautiful bank building. We'll talk about that in a moment. But these two, Drew Sauer and Jim Cederberg, are the founders of Humanity Through Baseball. And Jim, let's start with you. Tell the folks what Humanity Through Baseball is. I mean, that term could mean a lot of things. What do you guys do?
Well, we take people to Kenya to play baseball with kids who've never seen baseball before. We take volunteers. We get to see real people up close and personal, and the connection is baseball. And then we go from there and get to know them, and we've gotten to know orphans. Unfortunately, orphans are everywhere. And the other aspect, besides taking people to play and teaching kids baseball, is we raise funds to support orphan kids and feed them, send them to school, basic needs.
So this whole thing of doing camps in Kenya, it's a baseball premise, right, Jim? But there's so much more to it. And when you start talking about orphanages and schools and that sort of thing, it goes a lot beyond baseball, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But baseball is a great medium, but then the kids' personalities take over, and they just really enjoy the interaction with folks that are a lot different than they are, yet very much the same. And that's the kind of the magic of it.
Let's talk to Drew Sauer. And Drew, I want to know how this thing got started. I mean, the brainchild behind it, the motivation behind Humanity Through Baseball. Talk about that.
Well, I was approached to go on a missionary trip. This is probably back in 2008. And I'd wanted to go to Africa for a while, and I knew Jim had been to Africa. I didn't really know what value I would have on a trip like that. You know, they take builders over there and nurses, and I didn't know what I would add. And I said, well, you know, I played collegiate baseball. Could I maybe teach baseball? And they said, yeah, that'd be great. You know, we'd love for you to do that. And I got Jim involved, and then it was, boom, it was on. You know, once he was on board, we got going and went on that first trip with the missionary group. And on the way back on the plane, we were talking, and I said, we got to do something on our own. Let's start our own 501c3. And so Jim got going to work on that, and that was it.
I've heard so many people that have made trips to Africa, Kenya, other places in Africa, and they come back and say, my world got rocked. I'm a different person. I have been changed by that trip. Can you talk about that, Jim? Because I know you and I have had conversations that way. Something like this will change you in a big way, won't it?
It makes you think about everything that you ever thought you knew about what it means to be a human being. And because you're with kids that they got absolutely nothing and except a smile on their face and energy and hopes and dreams just like everybody else. And, you know, sometimes you hear people say, well, you know, Africa's Africa, and it's a way of dismissing the fact that it's so overwhelming you don't know how to deal with it. But Africa it's these kids. It's their personalities. It's their hearts. It's their souls, their spirit. And by getting a window into that and being with that every day, it makes you look back inside and see what's in here, which I think is, and that's what it offers to people that volunteer. But when you do that, it does rock your world because it's no longer comfortable. There's a lot more questions than there are answers. There's no comfort zone. But I like that about it because I guess that's the way I relate to the world. But there aren't any easy answers. There's a lot of questions, and it can be very confusing. But that's what I'm saying, it rocks your world. On the other hand, you find things in other people and within yourself that you maybe didn't know were there.
Drew, when you go to Kenya and put these camps on, it's baseball, and you and I are at baseball. We all three are baseball fanatics. We love the game. You guys are using it in a different way than I am, obviously. When you put these camps on, do these kids have any idea of what baseball is? I mean, they're not watching Major League Baseball every night on TV and know the game very well, do they?
No, not at all. And you're kind of starting from scratch. I mean, a concept as simple as covering first base can be a big challenge, you know, and I mean, just the basic elements of baseball are a challenge to teach.
Talk about what you guys do with the equipment down there, because I was involved when you shipped all the equipment down before your trip, or I guess with you guys on your trip, and it's a concept of, hey, we'll bring all this stuff and we'll leave it there for the kids. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we'll get, I think last time we had a chance to work with 10 schools over there, so we'll pack these duffel bags, 50 pounds each, and we'll take these with us on the plane. And each one gets left with their respective school or orphanage. And, you know, you'll have your bat in there, a couple bats, and, you know, 25, 30 gloves and balls and bases that we cut out of carpet, and a couple of helmets and some catcher's gear. And each school ends up with that, and, you know, the PE teacher, whatever, we'll use that for the kids.
You see the same kids, a few of them anyway, year after year?
You do. And that's one of the things that I love about it, is because you'll get a chance to see not only how they've grown in baseball, but in their life, and they get excited to see you, and that's really neat. You know, then you see some of these kids now, we've seen them graduating. So you'll go over there, and you'll be at their school that they graduated from, and they'll kind of migrate back from wherever they're at in the community. They'll come over and spend the day with you, even though they no longer go to school there, which is kind of cool.
The effort is called Humanity Through Baseball. It's a 501c3 charity. And I got Jim Cederberg and Drew Sauer, who are the founders of this great effort, and been involved with these guys for a couple of months now on a very limited basis. But it's a fascinating venture. And your website, Jim, tell us what that is.
www.42-22.org.
If you do a search for Humanity Through Baseball, that comes up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Humanity Through Baseball, it should pop up.
We talked about baseball, Jim, being the premise, but there's so much more that you guys are involved in, financially supporting some orphanages. And you were telling me a story the other day about a young lady that you met at what we might call a convenience store. I don't think it was really that. Tell us about that story and what's happened since then.
Well, when we were staying at a guest house, and right next door to the guest house was this little kind of crossroads convenience store, smaller, about half the size of this broadcast booth. And this young girl's working there, and she kind of – we didn't know how to make change at first and buying a couple of Cokes or something. So she was trying to help us with that, and she found the way that we speak English very amusing. And you'd see these customers come in, and they just treat her like rubbish. I mean, you know, order around and so forth. The kid was 18 years old, spent more than 12 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week working at this thing and getting no respect. And we saw her, and we started treating her like, you know, we think people ought to be treated. And she'd come out, we'd buy her a Coke, sit down, talk to us, you know. She had the biggest grin of this magnetic smile on her face. And after our second trip, she approaches and said, listen, could you help me out? I'd like to go to school. You know, I graduated from high school. I'd like to go on. And got in touch with us by email after that and asked if we would support her to go to college to become a pharmaceutical technician, you know, and so we've made arrangements for that. Can't do it through the foundation. We had an individual that did it, and sent her to this school that's about an hour and a half away. And on our most recent trip, we had a chance to go visit her there. And this kid had the biggest smile on her face, and she took us around. This campus is a lovely campus up on a hillside, primitive by our standards, but very nice for that area. And a place any of us would go there, man, this is just a pleasant, peaceful setting. And she introduced us to her roommate, took us to her dorm room, her desk mates, her principal, everybody. I mean, she's taking time. She was walking on air the whole time. She looks like a different person. I mean, from a beaten down girl, you're going, man, life is hard on this kid, to somebody that's got nothing but a bright future. And she's going to have a future that's going to contribute to other people around her, and there's a ripple effect. And there are kids like Margaret all over Kenya.
We'll wrap this thing up, gentlemen. It's fascinating. I think I mentioned this to you guys before, but every time I mention the effort to somebody who likes baseball or otherwise, they're just fascinated with the effort, with what you guys are doing. If someone heard this broadcast tonight and wanted to get involved, Drew, what might they do? Just look at your website first? Is that the first step?
Yeah, if you go to 42-22.org, you can contact us. Our emails and phone numbers are on there, and get in touch with us, and we can get together and see if you can help.
I know everybody's asking for money, but you need some financial support, don't you, Jim?
We need financial support, but we offer this unparalleled opportunity to go and get immersed in humanity over there. It's like nothing else. It's like, to me, it's second only to have my own children, and it's very much like that, and it just knocks your socks off, and you go from there.
There you go, folks. You had an opportunity if you want to go to Kenya and help these guys put baseball camps on. There is that great opportunity. Fascinating stuff, guys. Thanks for taking the time. Jim, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Drew, best of luck to you guys. This is a huge baseball fan right here, a college baseball player like myself. But thanks for the time today.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Drew Sauer and Jim Cederberg, the founders of Humanity Through Baseball, our special guests on Rockies Primetime. We'll take a break back after this on 850 KOA.
That's a way to get us excited with a little Tulo cheer from the crowd. And we will have lots of that starting on April 6th. Well, maybe not so much April 6th because the Rockies will be in Houston to open the season. The home opener April 9th against the Giants. But it's going to be fun. Final segment of Rockies Primetime for this Monday here in Arizona, along with Jerry Schimmel and Jay Alvis of the Rockies, Jack Corrigan. Glad you could join us. And a very interesting group with that Jerry talked to, and we wish those guys all the best as they continue that fine mission work using baseball. It is such a wonderful tool in so many different ways, sports in general and baseball in particular for us, that you can cross through barriers just with the love and the interest of this great game.
Yeah, and it's like they talked about, Jack. Baseball is your premise, but it leads to so many other things. In their case, it leads to supporting an orphanage. They talked about the story of the young girl they met at the convenience store, and now they're putting her through school. So it's not just baseball. It's baseball that leads to humanitarian efforts, and they certainly aren't the only ones that are doing that.